record. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the We Don't Know Jack podcast. We're back a little sooner than we thought. Thought it'd be a couple days before we had another one, but we're right back 2 days later with Lucas.
Sooner in some aspects, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Emily?
Still here.
We got Casey over the phone today. He's not in studio. He's on the road.
Oh, yeah.
We got another guest today. Emily's boyfriend.
He's big kind sexy.
He's kind of a big doofus, but...
Shut the fuck up.
Welcome.
Kind of?
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Ben...
Whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Weir.
But... Ben Weir, welcome to the podcast.
That rhymes with something else.
How you doing?
Tired. You know,
tired?
I'm tired every single day.
Is that because we were supposed to start this an hour and a half ago and we've been sitting here waiting?
Partially, yes.
Yeah, well,
I had to supervise a bunch of teenagers today.
Oh, fun.
You supervising teenagers, huh?
Shut up.
But that's not a good mix.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not even a little bit.
That just goes to show how desperate my job is.
It's like Casey dealing with kids.
Well, actually, anything with Casey's a bad time.
Casey, this is the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Casey, today's the first time we have you on the phone while you're driving. How are the roads
today? Oh, you know it.
How was the corn?
Wet. It's now dark, and there's a guy in front of me going 15 under the freaking speed limit.
Run his ass over.
So I'm having a fun time.
You're having the time of your life on the road today.
You know it. You know it.
Anything exciting happened up on the way to Wisconsin today?
Oh, I saw butt plugs when I got to Waukegan. I waited for 45 minutes for Buffalo Wild Wing, and I almost smacked the bald-ass manager. But past that, no.
Nothing crazy happened?
No, nothing too out of the ordinary.
Oh, that's good.
Not today. I talked on the phone for 5 hours on the way up.
Oh,
so.
God. Was that with...
It was old Florida man, shit fingers, butt plugs, and I. We were on the phone.
Didn't you see butt plugs for the first time in person in a long time? The other day?
No, I mean, that was a while ago. I was just telling you a story from when I first... I didn't see him for like a year, and when I saw him first, that's the story I was telling you. That was like a year ago.
Oh, okay, so. I thought that was like yesterday.
No. It just popped in my head.
Okay.
No, after a year of not seeing him, he walked up to me and he's like, "Have you been using moisturizer?" And I'm like, "After a whole fucking year, you had all these options of words to say, and that's the line you chose." Wow. Okay.
Emily, anything exciting happened since we last heard from you on Tuesday?
No.
You did a radio show today?
Yeah, I had my shift today.
How'd that go?
I think it went well.
Uneventful?
Pretty much.
The computer worked this time?
Yeah, it did. I did not have any technical issues.
Well, that's good. Lucas, you also did radio today.
Yeah, 4 hours of it.
Me too, buddy.
3:30 to 7:30.
4 to 8.
Yeah.
Ben did not do radio today.
No, but I was stuck at work.
What do you do?
I was a dishwasher, but and I'm a supervisor.
You're a super. They let you supervise anything?
Okay, well, not anything, but we were really short staffed tonight, so our chef that was here since 5 a.m. left as soon as service was done.
Ooh.
So it was up to me to just like make sure. People
so what they
did their
they
job.
Moved the dishwasher to supervise?
No, we had a dishwasher. They just needed me to make sure that people actually did their jobs. Because remember, we're a bunch of 16-year-old dumbasses. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me, I've worked with them.
I would go into the back, and they're supposed to be folding silver. They're playing Angry Birds IRL.
What?
Explain.
So they you can combine.
There's a delay.
You can combine four tables together, and it'll be like a platform. And they stuck forks in the little, like, individuals. And then they stacked the knives on top and then put napkins rolled in tiny balls onto the platforms. And I walked back, and one of the kids had, like, a dodgeball, and he's throwing the ball at the little platform.
Can we do that? Can we play that? Emily?
TikTok idea.
Right? Check out our TikTok in the coming days.
We need to
days.
Go to the Cardinals arcade.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Because it reminds me, if we could go and... Film fucking
Where
TikToks
that?
There.
It's brand new.
It's brand new. They have skee ball there.
I've never heard of that.
It's open like last week.
I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
they
we,
just opened.
Okay.
It.
We could all just. I don't know. I'd never heard of that either. So.
They got a.
Well, we also thought of going to a escape room.
Oh yeah, we're doing that for sure.
We're doing that on TikTok.
That can be a
we're
TikTok.
We're doing that in real life, first of all. But
YouTube no video, whatever you want
to
do.
Welcome back to the vlog, guys.
Yeah.
A YouTube video.
One day we're going to start
Well, you
that.
Can't film in the escape room, so.
Well, never mind that.
Okay, well,
It would just be a fun experience.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the podcast.
I don't know when we're going to do that, but.
Well, here's what we're going to talk about today. UFC 300. Fill us in, Ben.
What do you want to know about 300? Well,
what's happening? Preview it. Tell us what's going on. I heard that every fighter on the card was a champion at one point.
12 out of the 26 are former champions. So,
see if I know these names.
Whether they were BMF title holder or interim, they were all champions at one point in time.
Okay. So let's go over the card a little bit.
All right.
What do we got? So first, what's the main event?
It's Alex Pereira versus Jamal Hill.
Okay, tell me about them.
So Jamal Hill is coming off of a 2-year layoff. He tore his shoulder.
Oh.
And Alex Pereira literally did like a speed run in real life of the UFC.
Casey, who's going to win?
Joe Rogan.
Hey, Joe Rogan in his prime could have done some serious damage to the UFC.
Joe Rogan's commentary is going to like make me want to blow my brains out in that fight.
You don't like him?
Well, not that I don't like him, but Alex Pereira has a kickboxing background, and he meat rides anyone that has a kickboxing background.
Joe Rogan is one of the best commentators in the world.
And when he's not meat riding kickboxing.
I mean, what about jiu-jitsu? Does he go off of that, too?
Yeah, not as much as he used to. He kind of got out of that when Oliveira lost the lightweight belt.
Okay. So who's going to win?
Pereira by knockout.
Lucas?
I don't care.
Well, you're supposed to just pick one. Let's
pick somebody. You have the fucking card on your phone.
Let me pull it up.
And add to the counter.
Yeah, I already have. Don't worry.
I'll go Pereira.
I'm going to go Pereira.
Do you want the card?
It's the clean sweep.
Yeah.
I'll send
it. All right, next fight is Zhang and Zayana.
That's like the fight that I could care less about.
I don't know either one of these girls.
Well, it's not that I don't care, but the belt has no implications with this, all right? Whoever wins, the belt's going to stay with a Chinese person. It doesn't matter.
They're both Chinese.
And Zhang Weili is going to...
Here's a question for you that I think I can chime in a little bit more on. Greatest women's MMA fighter ever.
Amanda Nunes.
Really?
I think it is Amanda Nunes.
Not Misha?
Not Misha.
Not Ronda?
Ronda.
Not Holly?
Okay, my issue with Ronda is she gets too aggressive, and Holly Holmes showed that aggression does not win fights.
Oh, Holly Holmes on this card?
She's fighting Kayla Harrison.
Oh, I didn't know. I like Holly Holmes.
Holly Holmes is pretty good.
She's the first one to knock out Ronda.
She was. And if you actually go back and watch that fight, you can see Ronda got aggressive when...
Ronda didn't know how to box.
Well, she knew how to box, but when Kate, when
no, she didn't. Not compared to Holly Holmes, she didn't know how to box.
She tried. We're gonna go try.
And she trained for 6 weeks on how to box.
Yeah, and then she got her shit rocked by Holly Holmes.
Yeah, Holly Holmes is a monster.
It's because Holmes stopped her takedowns, and so when that didn't happen, she got too aggressive.
Casey.
Yeah.
Best UFC fighter of all time.
Logan Paul. is that a UFC fighter?
No.
Oh. Okay, that was my best guess.
He's in WWE.
No, he said Logan Paul. But Jake Paul's a boxer.
Yeah, his brother's a boxer.
Yeah.
Lucas?
I have no idea.
UFC's not my thing, buddy.
Emily?
I'm with the Lucas. I can't
just
name.
Say John Jones. It's like the safest bet.
I didn't even know a guy named John Jones.
John Jones is...
Or Randy Couture.
Or GSP.
Yeah, George St. Pierre.
Oh, we love the Canadian guy.
He's Canadian?
He is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
St. Pierre's French.
He's French Canadian guy.
You're not gonna.
I know what I
that
said.
Bullshit.
All right. I don't know how to pronounce most of these names.
Which one are you looking at?
BMF title bout.
Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway.
All right. Who's gonna win that one?
Justin Gaethje by knockout.
A lot of knockouts on this card, huh?
Well, I'm only saying that because Holloway is moving up 10 pounds to fight Gaethje for the belt.
Okay.
And traditionally, in the past, moving up in weight has not been successful for fighters unless your name is Alex Pereira.
Okay.
And he fucking...
Oliveira's on this card, too?
Yeah, Oliveira's fighting... I don't know what flag that is.
Turkish.
Amar and Sarukin.
I think it's Turkish.
Yeah, Amar and Sarukin.
Who's going to win?
Oliveira.
Okay.
I think by submission.
Nickel and Bernegade?
I could not kill us about that fight.
You're supposed to know these fights, my friend.
I know these fights, but I don't care about it.
I mean, I guess when we talked about Mania, we didn't care about the street fight.
Okay.
No, I did not care about it.
Yeah, it would be a good fight. So.
Bo Nickel... Yeah. Did have the greatest UFC debut in the year of all time.
Really?
But he's a plus 2,000 favorite over Cody Brundage. That's not a fight. That's just an exhibition for Bo Nickel unless Brundage goes out and shocks the world.
Okay. What's the best knockout you've ever seen? Masvidal knocking out Ben Askren?
No, it's Alistair Overeem versus Francis Ngannou.
I know Overeem. Wasn't Ben Askren, though, like a heavy favorite in that fight?
With Masvidal?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because that one was...
I heard a thing the other day. You were noisy over there, buddy.
Is Casey okay?
Casey, stop dying.
You okay, buddy?
I don't think I made a noise. I don't know. Oh, I think I smacked my headset. Sorry. I was drinking coffee and I wouldn't. Ah, shit.
I heard a thing. Masvidal was like a huge underdog at the time.
I mean, it might have been that Askren was so young when he wasn't. He's not young, but he was younger than
Ben Askren. Every fight, he'd shoot a double leg right away.
Well, Askren
obviously
also,
get a knee in the side of the head when he does that.
Askren beat Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler was a monster
a bulldog choke. So that's probably why he was a favorite going into this fight. I mean, you can't name many fighters that have submitted Robbie Lawler.
No, Robbie Lawler was a psycho.
They called him ruthless for a reason.
Yep.
We lost Casey.
All right. R.I.P. Casey.
He'll call back.
Well, fuck Casey then.
He'll call back.
That's another one.
Shut up.
We're also doing another fuck tally.
Okay. There's one for you.
And well, okay, yeah, it counts.
You can say fuck if you're going to include it in the fuck tally, all right?
I'm okay with adding another.
Okay. My bad.
What's the next fight?
Yuri Prohaska versus Alexander Rakic.
Don't know either one of them.
They both suck.
Okay.
One of them was a fake champion, and the other one, I didn't even know he existed until like a couple days ago.
Okay.
Do you know Aljamain Sterling?
No.
All right, then. That fight's a dud. You want to talk about Holly Holm?
I do want to talk about Holly Holm.
All right. What do you know about Holly Holm?
No, she knocked out Ronda.
Oh, yeah. That was
he's back.
Casey White.
Hello, buddy. What's up?
Hey. Hey, buddy.
What's up? Oh, well.
Speak, you asshole.
It's not connected. Oh. Casey! It's going to voicemail. Shoot, I gotta call him.
Oh, no.
Technical issues here with bringing in a truck driver to the show.
He's in Wisconsin. Give him a minute.
There it goes.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, you're back.
I'm blaming you. I had full bars there. I'm blaming you.
You're not surrounded by corn and cheese?
Huh?
You're not surrounded by a bunch of corn and cheese?
Oh, I am. I just happen to have good service near this cheese farm.
This cheese farm.
All right, next match.
Yeah.
Holly Holm. Holly Holm, all I know about her, she knocked out Ronda, and it ruined Ronda's career.
What worries me about Holly Holm, though, is she's been
old.
She's been inactive, too. She's coming back for this anniversary card.
Is she in shape?
She's kind of in shape. It's kind of like the whole Brock Lesnar thing with 200. He came back after like 3-year layoff.
Well, he was also on the gas.
Well, yeah, but they still let him fight because it brought back that star power they needed.
Brock was a massive star. You guys know Brock.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, you know, he beat the dog piss out of a lot of his opponents.
Yeah.
Except for Alistair Overeem, who fucking...
He beat up Randy Orton one time with his elbow.
I remember that match.
He beat the snot out of him. Like, in pro wrestling, which is supposed to be, you're not supposed to do that. Chris Jericho tried to fight him backstage after that.
And how did that go?
Chris Jericho's not afraid to fight people. You know who Bill Goldberg is?
I've heard the name.
They fought backstage one time, too. And this was cruiserweight little Jericho. This isn't big Jericho now. This was 190-pound Chris Jericho against 300-pound Goldberg.
Damn.
They're friends now.
Yeah, of course they are.
It's 20 years ago. Brock is a... animal, though.
Yeah, that's kind of what they were hoping for, but now we got Holly Holm in that spot.
What's the next match?
All the rest of these matches suck except for Davidson Figueiredo versus Cody Garbrandt.
Who?
It's so that's the fight they're going to use to start off 300, like the whole event. And quite frankly, that's the fight I'm most looking forward to.
What about the Diaz brothers? Where are they at?
They're kind of Nate Diaz is probably going to come back and fight McGregor for a trilogy.
I think so.
But then I think Nick Diaz is done.
Nick's older, right?
Yeah, Nick is older.
Which one's the psycho? Nate. Didn't he fight? Which one fought Jake Paul? Nick?
I think that was Nate.
Oh, that was Nate? Nate got his butt whooped.
To be fair, I don't think Nate took it seriously. I think he just wanted that bag and left.
Nate's also not a boxer.
Yeah, he's more. Yeah, I mean, half of his wins are by submission in the UFC.
Right. It's like Tyron Woodley. Tyron Woodley's not a boxer.
He was a wrestler.
He's an all time great Mizzou wrestler.
And they were like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna put you up against."
I met Tyron at his gym in South County, 12 years ago. I was 10 or 11.
I forgot he was from here.
Yeah,
Tyron.
He still lives here.
He does. Uh-huh. Awesome. I didn't know that.
I think he's in South County. Could be wrong, but I think he's in South County. Tyron, if you're listening, hit us up.
I will go.
We need Tyron, a guest.
My grandpa knows him. Nice discussion with
that
you.
That would be awesome if we could get him on here.
They're friends on Facebook.
Dude,
I don't know if that qualifies as a...
No, like his personal page, not the Tyron public page.
Oh, okay.
You know the one I'm talking about, the public Facebook page?
Yeah, like many of...
He's friends with his personal account.
Shit.
He worked his corner a bunch.
Get your grandpa to hit him up.
I want to meet Woodley so bad.
So light up in those DMs.
I've met him 3 or 4 times.
I want to meet him.
He's a cool guy. I met him pre-UFC, so...
Yeah, but...
That's not going to happen.
He's too big for that.
All right.
We can hope.
Is that all the matches? Well, okay?
It's all the matches.
Now, who's going to be in the crowd, fighter-wise? Like, you think they're going to bring back all the legends?
No, they're going to... Conor McGregor's probably going to make an appearance.
You think
this.
Khabib will be there?
Khabib is probably not going to be there.
You don't think so?
Well, if Islam's not fighting, then Khabib's not going to be there.
He won't be there for the celebration or anything?
No. That's another thing I want to talk...
Randy Couture won't be there.
No. But 300's kind of pointless at this point in a way.
Why?
Because their whole point was, winner of Oliveira and Amar Tsarukyan fights Islam, all right? Which is fair. It's a contender fight, except for the fact that Islam is fighting in June at Newark. And both of these fighters can't make the turnaround to fight Islam in June.
Oh.
And neither can Gaethje. So now it's basically saying Islam's fighting at 302 in June. Who's the only fighter open? Dustin Poirier.
Poirier's a good fighter, though.
He's a good fighter, but...
He beat up McGregor twice.
You can't discredit Poirier, but having it... As a number one contender fight is discrediting it if you're not going to get the fight.
Right. Well, they might. What if they move Islam to 303?
That's McGregor and Chandler.
304?
304 is not in the U.S.
Does it need to be in the U.S.?
Well, he's fighting at 308 in Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
Islam is. But he wants to fight at 302. And since Dana White's like, I love Dagestanian champions, he's going to stay on 302.
You know... Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
You know, he's not allowed in the U.S.
Why not?
Some kind of Irish mafia ties or something.
Oh, well, you know, his name, Tyson, I would expect that from him.
Didn't he fight Jake Paul, too?
No. That was...
Or Logan Paul.
Neither.
Neither.
Tyson Fury fought Francis Ngannou.
I thought there was a...
Somebody fought him. I'm trying to think of who he's thinking
of. Big fight.
Deontay Wilder?
Deontay Wilder fought...
Tyson Fury?
Well, yeah, that's like...
Well, I don't...
That was the one in... Vegas.
Are
I
we
think,
going like
the hometown kid got whooped and the whole crowd sang American Pie with the foreign guy?
Tyson Fury.
You remember that?
I think so. Tyson Fury hasn't fought like any of the Paul brothers. He's too big for them.
He'd kill him. Oh, Tommy Fury.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking brother. Of.
Tommy Fury beat the dog piss out of Jake Paul.
He's a real boxer.
Yeah, and that's what happens.
He's not some. Casey, do you know anything about this?
Nope.
Nope.
Hey, I mean, Tommy Fury beat the brakes off of Jake Paul, and I was just happy to see Jake Paul get exposed because I am a firm believer that Tyron Woodley and Ben Askren were fixed.
Yeah, Tyron pretty much admitted it on Facebook.
Tyron's fight was fixed because he actually got paid. If it was fixed, he would have got paid more than Jake Paul did.
Probably,
in that fight.
Yeah.
And
well, he posted a thing, like a caption contest of him being knocked out.
And Ben Askren, I mean, he's
known for getting knocked out.
Well, Ben Askren is just like a little bitch now, and
he's a wrestler.
And he made so much money off of like submitting Robbie Lawler that he probably got paid more than that fight alone just to throw the fight against Jake Paul.
That's possible.
I mean, if you look at the fights, nobody gave a shit about fighting Paul except for Tommy Fury. Tommy Fury was the only one that actually went all the distance with him, like not get knocked out, but he actually gave maximum effort in that whole fight just to expose Paul.
Yeah.
And I was kind of happy to see Paul lose.
Well, let's change the topic a little bit. Different direction.
Mix it up.
Casey, something you know a lot about.
Hmm.
Food.
Oh, yeah, you know that. Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the segment, Casey?
What? Oh, Taste of 314,
Taste
you mean?
Of 314.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you, just every guest we have, you're going to blind rank 5 St. Louis foods.
Okay.
You know, not
no,
you.
Casey, not you.
Oh, not
not you.
We say you. I'm not there. I can't see facial cues.
Are you a guest today? No, you're a co-host.
So who's blind ranking?
You.
You.
No, I'm a guest. Oh, like, I'm a co-host. I'm gonna fuck this up somehow. Commit.
You've committed at this point. You've been in every episode.
Casey, we're just happy you're here.
What?
Oh, thank you. I love you. You are so sweet. I'm there in spirit. I'm there in spirit is what he means.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm going to mess this up. Yeah. But yeah.
We're going to start with Emo style pizza, that Provel cheese pizza.
The FDA non-approved cheese.
It's delicious.
Okay, I'm going to put that at a solid 2.
Okay.
Yeah. It is definitely underrated because a lot of people in Wentzville don't like Emos.
Yeah, I believe it.
If you ever go to the one right up there,
I like Cecil Whitaker's.
You get discount.
It's so good.
Linwood discount.
I like Cecil Whitaker's a lot. I know Casey does too.
Emos is like very good for the price that it gives, and it's amazing. I love it.
Casey?
Hmm?
Cecil Whitaker's. Cecil Whitaker's.
Oh, yeah, pretty good. You know, I mean, yeah, better than Emos, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like Emos, right?
He likes Emos.
Yeah, he does.
He thinks it's too expensive.
I haven't had Emos wings, but I've heard those are like really must try too.
I didn't know that. All right, next one. So you get that at 2. How about gooey butter cake?
You know, I'm not a fan of gooey butter cake.
Really?
I put that at like a 4.
Well, you're not invited to the taste test, eh?
We're having a taste test?
We're going to do a gooey butter cake taste test thing.
Oh, well,
that might be something we do with Max.
I'm going to put it in at a solid 4. Because I guarantee there's going to be a food that I think is worse than gooey butter cake.
All right. Pork steak.
3.
Yeah.
There's something I'm hoping you throw in at 1, and I don't know if you're going to give it to me or not.
Gooey butter cookies. 5. Okay.
I'm holding out for number 1.
I think we all know what number 1 is.
Yeah.
Same one as number 1 every time is, what do you think it is?
Toasted ravioli.
Yeah, it's toasted ravioli. Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for. There's a reason why I held.
You should
one open
next
for so
time
long.
throw the damn ice cream cone in there. Throw them off
no,
a little bit.
No, you should
bit.
throw in the toasted ravioli like earlier and see if that messes up what people put it.
Or St. Louis style ribs. Still think you should do.
Oh, I would have put ribs at 1 if that was one of the options. Yeah. That would have been an easy one.
Okay, Lucas, can you pull up a wheel of fast food places?
Yeah, I did that before.
We're gonna place with Ben.
Okay.
Oh,
this is just for you, Ben. Okay. And Casey, too.
All right, Casey, we got this, right?
All right, well, yeah, well, hell yeah.
Is he going to be able to remember where he puts the stuff?
Write it down.
All right, so with that enthusiasm, Casey, I'll bring you some cheese curds.
Oh, yes. That way, I'm in Wisconsin. Should I bring you some cheese curds?
Yes.
Bless me with some cheese curds.
We won't see you until Tuesday, well, but.
All right.
I got a cooler.
1 through 5.
No, guys. No, cheese curds, you get them cold and like vacuum sealed.
I have a cooler.
I have a fridge.
I got an electric cooler in here, actually. It's pretty fancy.
You have a bathroom?
Okay, Mr. Truck Driver, calm
he
down.
Does have, he does have a bathroom in the truck.
Oh, too. That is pretty cool. Is
explain it,
like,
it, Casey.
Is it like a porta-potty type
sort
setup?
Of.
It's the employee restroom. It's the area in between the cab and trailer.
Okay, so if you take a shit, does it flush, or do you have to like take it out like when you're done?
It's in a bag.
Oh, you just use a bag for that. I try not to do too many bag shits, but I do have a certain friend who's a serial bag shitter.
Lovely.
So,
we won't say his name.
Do you throw the bag away?
No, he throws it at other drivers.
Or do you just keep it? Like,
tell the story. I know you want to tell.
No, I throw it away. Oh my god, instantly.
Okay, wait. So
I hooked
like,
it over the fence one time because the dumpster was behind the fence, and they locked it in there. And I'm like, there's no other trash cans, and I was like at home, which is just about. I got home. I had the motorcycle on the back of the semi at that time. I just unloaded it to go home, and I'm like, oh, this is not gonna wait. So I jumped up in the truck at, like, midnight, and I shit in a bag. And I'm like, well, I'm not leaving it in the damn semi all weekend. There's no trash cans here, but there's a dumpster behind that fence. So I hooked it up and over the fence, completely missed the dumpster, and said, well, shit.
Next time, light it on fire and throw it on butt plugs. Just oof.
Wait, so, like, you never wanted to just, like, throw your shit at, like, a car that was, like, making you mad on, like, the freeway?
I have not. I think someone, I mean, certain, whoops.
Time stamp.
Okay, hold on. You do have to edit that out later.
Yeah, we will.
No, okay, I think a certain human being that I know has done that.
I mean, that's what I'd do if I saw some bitch pissing me off. I'd flip them the bird and then just huck my shit at them.
Yeah, well, I know Shit Fingers has talked about if you tie a bag just the right way and you run it over, it splatters.
Of course they would know that.
All right, moving from that back to the food.
Back to food after
baby.
It's amazing having shit talk and then food.
Thanks.
That's table time.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Normally goes the other way around. But
yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Today's
We're going 1 through 5 or 1 through 10. What are we doing?
10. We're doing 10 of them.
I'm gonna need like a piece of paper.
I think we should do 5.
Okay, I only got 10 fingers. One hand's got at least some of.
So Lucas has a wheel of places. He's gonna spin the wheel. Casey, he's gonna write it down for you, so you don't have to.
Sure, I'll do it. The one spinning the wheel will write it down.
Hold on. I got 5 fingers. Whatever finger I've got.
What was that?
What?
What was that?
What was what?
That was amazing. I don't know what that was.
I can write down what Casey
said. I meant to say you, and I said.
Yeah.
So Emily's going to keep track of what you say, Casey.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
All right, Lucas, spin the wheel.
I spun it already. It landed on Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's. Where do you rank that blend? You have to tell us first.
3.
3?
Only because the sauce does carry most of the Cane's.
Casey?
2.
I guarantee Cane's would be a 5 if they didn't have the sauce.
It would be a -6.
I'd have a 1 either way.
What? Cane's?
Yeah, but I dip everything in that sauce. The sauce is like so good.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of those fiends that gets like the 36-ounce cup of sauce.
Don't ever do that.
How the fuck do you even get that?
You just ask for it. It's $5.
I've never gotten it. But why would you pay that much extra? Dude.
I'm not doing that.
For who? For me? My bad.
Pay attention, asshole.
Sorry.
All right, next one.
All right, let's go. There's so many restaurants on this wheel.
Is it like restaurants or fast food places?
Should we buy a wheel? Different thing.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Yes, $25 on Amazon.
Should I do it?
Jack in the Box.
5.
Oh, that's
5.
Jack in the Box has good tacos.
Okay, wait.
If they got breakfast all day. Like, come on.
Is restaurants in this, or is that like
it's fast food?
It's just fast food.
So, is there a restaurant part of this, or no? Is it just fast food?
We're just getting started, my friend.
I'm just answered that.
No, I didn't get a definitive answer. I'm sorry.
It's just fast food.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next one.
Fuck, spin the wheel. Oh, fuck. Well, that was twice. We landed on Raising Cane's again. This wheel is...
-1.
And now it landed on other. Thanks. Like,
oh, other.
My God.
We're not a gender. Let's... Okay, that landed on In-N-Out Burger.
We don't have that.
Nope.
Casey's had it, though.
Hey, I've had it.
I've had it once.
Oh, we've all had it.
Chick-fil-A.
Well, Chick-fil-A's a solid.
I've had it.
Chick-fil-A. Where are you putting Chick-fil-A, big man?
4.
Ben?
2. They got a good variety, but I think...
you have Cane's at 2?
No, Cane's is at 5.
I thought Casey had Cane's at 2.
Cane's is 3 for you.
You said Cane's at 3, buddy.
A 3.
So you both have 1 open.
5 and 2, so I have 1
You have 1 and 4 open still. Next one up is...
landed on...
Oh, I gotta use the employee restroom real quick.
Does he sing while taking a piss?
No, I put it on, so it's not.
You should beat back at it.
Huh?
Beat back at the seatbelt.
Beep! Beep, fucker! Anyway, that's all I gotta say about it. Oh, I could have hurt my hand.
Alright, next one.
Is there a porta potty over
Shut
there?
The fuck up.
I could have fucking been on the podcast from inside the porta potty? Damn it. Next time.
Put it in your back pocket.
Porta potty?
Yes.
That'd be an interesting concept.
What's next, buddy?
It landed on Jersey Mike's.
You said Jersey Mike's?
No.
Never been.
Oh, In-N-Out. You didn't rank In-N-Out.
Well, no, that doesn't count.
We're not going to count.
It's not,
two.
It's not Missouri related.
Okay, you put it in 2.
Wait, no, 3. I already had 2, so 3.
Okay, are we ranking In-N-Out or no?
No.
I wouldn't because it's not in Missouri.
It landed on In-N-Out 3
what
times.
What about Come and Go?
Shut up.
McDonald's.
What about the Get and Go?
See, McDonald's quality has gone down so much.
It's so bad.
I have to put it at 4, even though there's like that one time I go and it's like perfection.
Yeah.
Casey, 1 or 3 on McDonald's?
It's a 4.
On McDonald's?
Yeah.
3.
Oh, fuck.
Y'all both left your 1 for the last one.
If it's like, is Firehouse on that list?
There's so many I can't
I will
see.
Fuck with Firehouse.
Yeah, that's a rip. Burger King.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
I guess I'm at 1.
Okay, so interesting take.
Oh, you like Burger King?
No, I think their chicken sandwich is actually good.
You think their fries are better than McDonald's?
Their chickens are pretty good.
No, I would not get their fries, but I do think their chicken sandwich is good enough to go there as like an option instead of just like Chick-fil-A every day.
We eat a lot of Chick-fil-A.
I'm never going to eat Chick-fil-A again after I graduate from here.
Yeah, so like it's not like S tier, but it is a nice A tier, I will say.
I don't really like Burger King. I like their cheesecake.
Yeah, they're pretty.
They have cheesecake?
They do.
Burger King's tacos were smacking.
Burger King just closed. Burger King in Eureka closed, Jesse.
Like, yeah, I know. Didn't they open a different one or no?
No, there's that was McDonald's.
King, oh. Like, not well, even dude,
yeah, Burger
house.
King tacos, it's... though. Oh, my God. Yeah, there was a time at the, where the Burger King say? And Taco Bell are next to each other. I was going to Burger King for tacos, even though Taco Bell was next door.
Well, isn't it like two tacos for $2
at Burger King?
Burger King.
Yeah. Taco Bell used to be.
I could get six tacos for $6 and be happy with that.
I would prefer Jack in the Box over that.
Jack in the Box tacos are overrated.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Their mini tacos are awesome.
The spicy mini tacos were good.
I love mini tacos.
Brother, okay. Are we doing it again? There's enough to do it again.
I guess we can.
What time is it?
I mean, 9:48.
Go on to something else.
All right, Casey, all do what
right.
you
all
say.
Right, Casey. All right, what's your ass wipe?
I don't have a subject. I'm just
how about you drive the truck?
Shit.
All right, Casey, we got a game for you, daddy. My friend. I'm excited.
Oh, don't call me daddy.
It's a different show. We're not on that one.
Yeah.
I want to be on that show.
Oh.
One day.
You mean call her daddy.
Yeah,
that's
that one.
That's the name of the show. You said the wrong show. Don't give me that look.
Children.
I'm correcting you.
Call her daddy.
It's my job.
Sometimes doofus over here needs to be put in his place.
What the fuck is Bush's chicken? Sorry, I'm just looking at fucking restaurant.
Now you're on the counter.
What the hell? Oh, well, that's why I say fuck again. Oh,
Lucas
said it twice.
Fuck.
Lucas gets carried away when we do the food segment.
Well, look at me. It's not that hard.
Hey, don't fat shame yourself.
I know you told me that last week. I'm sorry.
Plus so,
shit, I unplugged it.
Was I on that's two? Mine. You unplugged? No, it's not.
Was I on two?
That is mine. You unplugged.
Well, just plug it back into the one spot that's open.
There. All right,
shut the fuck up.
Nope, there it is again.
Oh no, they're on.
You're all in right, double Casey. Digits, buddy.
So this game is this game is purely for Casey.
All right, Casey. Well, we can chime in.
We can chime in, but Casey, will you keep score, Lucas?
Wait. So
what's the score?
How many do we have?
What I have one.
You only have one. Get a couple.
A couple.
Yeah, I have a couple. So, this game, Emily likes to take quotes from her friends and other people that she hears, and they're far out of context. Without context, these don't make any sense. So, Casey's going to try to guess the concept. Or not the concept. The context. Did you stop making so much noise over there? Loud. Casey's going to try.
Don't.
Lucas.
Children.
Bitch.
So, Casey.
What the Oh, shit.
Damn, buddy, you're just having a great time saying fuck over there, aren't you?
That's another one for you.
I keep forgetting whenever I try. Okay,
all that's right. What I do.
So, anyway, children.
Yep.
Okay. Stop.
I'm going to hurt you in a second.
That's what he said.
I moved farther than you did on that. All right, so, Casey, here's how this works. Emily's going to read you a quote. You tell us what's the context behind it. Now,
okay.
None of these are that extreme.
Or are they? What do you mean by extreme?
It's the stuff he can say.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you ready, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, first one, Emily.
They going to clap them cheeks.
Wait, hold on. They going to clap them cheeks? Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't say what I was originally thinking. Oh boy. Okay. Fuck.
I like
okay,
concept.
I'm thinking that, let's see, hold on, how do I set this up? I guess that one of your friends or something like that, or something along those lines, or, fuck, I don't know. Hold on, give me a second. Pretty much something along the lines of someone's about to take someone back to the bedroom and clap them fucking cheeks. I'm assuming it was like one of your friends or something, and someone was making a comment on this while walking away. That's my take on it.
All right. What is the actual?
Me and my friend were watching a movie, and we did not know a sex scene was about to come on, and it was kind of hinting to it, and my friend goes, they gonna clap them cheeks, and just yelled that.
That's pretty good. Beautiful. You were close, Casey. Yeah. You were in the ballpark.
You know, some of her quotes are just out there that you would like think like the most outlandish thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you could possibly be right with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So we give him half a point for that?
Half a point. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Lucas went to scorekeeper school just for this segment.
Thank you, Lucas.
Him and Jeff Burton were in scorekeeper school together.
Okay. Here's a second quote.
Emily's the only one that got that.
I did. Okay. Number two. He's kind of hot. Kind of a dilf.
It's kind of hot. What was the last part?
Kind of a dilf. Do you know what?
Kind of a dilf. Oh.
Do you know what a dilf is?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
That I'd like to fuck. Yeah. He's kind of hot, kind of a dilf. You guys are like on the beach and you're like babe watching, but instead of guys and the girls are watching the dads. No. Then the dad is playing beach volleyball. There was like a dad beach volleyball tournament going on, and Florida. And you're in Florida. You're in like Fort Myers. Okay, you're on the beach, and you know those dads are playing. They got their like annual volleyball tournament going on, and like and they're like they got some speedo little shorts on, and they're smacking them balls, and you guys are looking at the other balls.
Casey, do you have experience with this? Is this why you know so much?
I shall not reveal my secrets.
He got very descriptive with that.
He wasn't close at all.
Was he close even a little bit?
He was actually very close.
What?
Okay. No. Okay. In a way, I'm going to give him, you guys can decide if it's a full point or half a point.
3/4 of a point.
My friend.
Make that math hard for me, why don't you?
Put it at 1.5 for total score.
Buddy, okay. You're not over 10. It's fine.
My friend and I were watching Bachelor in Paradise, so it's like The Bachelor, but they are on a beach. They're on a beach. So, yeah, they're in, like, Speedos and swim trunks, and one of the guys was a dad. And I was watching it with my friend, and we both thought the guy was, like, pretty cute. And she goes, he's kind of hot, kind of a dilf.
I'm giving half a point. I'm climbing.
I'm giving him half a
point. No, because you were very specific. Well, you were too specific about volleyball.
You said, what the hell did he say?
You were looking at the balls.
He said Fort Myers when the location was right, but the people in the location were not.
I'll give him half a point.
Half point.
Half point?
3/4.
Just give him 1 point right now.
So he's at 1.5 points right now.
Why are we doing 3/4?
3/4 and a half is not 1.5.
Oh, wait, no. Give him half a point.
Just make it
half
one.
Half point. All right, next
one. A man who
just you
want to
do another one?
Do five.
Five?
Yes.
I'm going to do three because.
No, five is the lucky number.
Five. No, if we five. Do five, content. I'm not going to have
content.
Like, that many.
Content.
I thought you had a lot.
Content.
I have a lot, but like. In a few weeks, I'm not going to have...
Well, it's okay. We'll just do five.
You'll have more.
Five? Okay.
You have a lot of friends. You'll have more.
Thank you for thinking I have a lot of friends.
You have a lot of weird friends, from what I understand.
Weird, but...
So do I.
Okay. Here's another one. Put me in the union, bitch. I'm a handyman.
What?
Put me in the union, bitch. I'm a handyman.
The union.
That sounds like something Big John would say.
The good old days.
That does sound like something Big John would say. Anyone else want to take a crack? If not, I'll come up with something stupid.
Oh, this is your game, buddy.
Okay, so you're hanging out with one of your friends, okay? I'm coming up on the spot. Hanging out with one of your friends, okay? And you guys see this dilf walking by. And you're like, man, like, I see a pipe that needs some wrenching right there. Like, put me in the fucking union. I'll take care of this one.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer, yes.
No points there.
Yeah, absolutely. Ah. No points. So, I was FaceTiming my friend, and mid-FaceTime, her blinds fall off, like her wall, and she didn't know how to put them back on. So I watched her for like 15 minutes, watch her struggle. And I mean like struggle to try and get these back up. She eventually did get it. And once she did, she celebrated like too much. And she goes, she just yells, put me in the unit, bitch. I'm a handyman. I'm like, are you okay?
Is this like the same person I'm probably thinking of?
Probably.
Yeah. I knew it.
But Ben just guessed who it is.
I knew it.
Okay.
All right, we can do two more. Casey has 1 point out of three possible so far.
All right. Are we like the judges right now? Huh? Are we the judges? Yeah. I love this.
Okay.
This is beautiful.
Okay.
So.
Ooh. Okay. I feel like I'm in GTA.
Every time I talk to Casey.
That's because he went to Chicago.
Is that your...
Or downtown St. Louis or...
It should be L.A. all the way.
Is that the final answer?
Or... Yeah. Or India.
Okay.
GTA scammer edition.
No points.
Damn it.
No points. My friend... Not gonna say who.
I think I know who it is anyway.
I think he do. But he got high. And he was laying in bed. And he just goes, dude, I feel like I'm in GTA right now.
Was this the same night I took his dumb ass to Taco Bell?
No, I think
I see what
that was the night after.
Dude, I'm sitting in a room and he's like staring at the ceiling. All I hear is, I want Taco Bell. I want Bean Chalupa.
He, like, he woke up.
You guys want to go to Taco Bell after this?
I'd be down.
Okay.
Sure.
He's just like, I want Taco Bell. I'm looking around. I'm like, fuck. Fine. We'll go to Taco Bell. Hey, I actually, you can ask her. I did say, fuck, fine. And then I did go
okay.
for it.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to win the fuck tally. And I don't know other one
to
me.
To be fair, I forget that if I use a quote, it still counts.
Yeah.
I did forget that.
All right, Casey. Well, you didn't do too terrible.
I mean, if you use "fuck" as an adjective, I don't think that should count.
Right. I don't know. They're run for Casey. Though.
Love that.
He. What do you mean he didn't do too bad? He got half a point on two and zero on
Shut
the other.
Shut up! All right.
Better than I thought. That's he would
better
do.
Than I did in college.
In this game, everybody wins, Casey, except for you because you had a bad time taking score.
Casey, you told me an interesting story the other day.
Okay, what was the story?
What your major was in college.
Oh, yeah, agriculture, because I thought I was going to be able to play with tractors. They did not let us play with tractors. And I was pretty sad, and we went to the farm once, and that was like, we didn't even do anything. Like, there was like some event going on. We were just fucking out there for whatever reason. We got extra credit. I don't really know why I cared about that, considering I had like a solid F in the class. And yeah, you know, and no, so unfortunately we did not get to play with tractors, so then I dropped out and became a truck driver, so I could play with trucks instead.
You didn't get taken for a ride on a big green tractor?
I did not, and I was pretty sad, slow. Not going to lie to you.
Or faster? Down Ooh, through the woods?
It didn't rumble enough, I guess.
Nobody was going to, okay.
Hey, I picked up on half of it.
Yeah, but you didn't keep it going.
Well, I'm waiting for one of them.
Copyright.
Shut up.
I don't want to get sued.
Okay, couldn't we also get sued for using McDonald's name without their permission?
No.
Okay,
and that's different then.
So I got some exciting news, some content I'm going to have in a couple weeks on a podcast.
Oh, yeah?
I got a press pass for the AEW pay-per-view. I get to go to the media scrum, and I hopefully can get some sound bites for the podcast from somebody like Chris Jericho or Tony Khan or somebody.
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Pretty exciting, man. I'm excited for you.
I'm very, very. Yeah. You're proud of excited to me.
I am proud of you. I did do that. I'm, you know, I'm both. I'm you're so excited. I can't even speak.
I really, Tony Khan is a bitch, but
why?
Because he just is. But because
he heard the footage.
Okay.
No, I mean
Tony Khan.
Yeah, he's a bitch. But continue.
Why? Explain.
He just like came out of left field with that comment.
Explain yourself.
We're never gonna get him on the podcast.
Nah, just in case he listens. No, thank you.
I'm quite a fan of Tony Khan.
Well, you know what? There we go. Now you just ruined it.
What did he do?
Existing. What? I just don't like him.
Why?
Okay, so first question. How many of you have ever heard of or had Cincinnati chili?
I've heard that it's disgusting.
I've heard it's awesome and terrible at the same time.
Yeah, I've never had it.
You got to go to Skyline Chili.
All I've heard is that Skyline Chili is gross.
Skyline.
That's where I got it from, Skyline Chili.
It's beautiful.
It's interesting. Jack is the most accurate with his answer. It's amazing and horrible at the same time.
I personally was a fan of it when I had it in Ohio.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I do like it. It is weird, but it's... And for anyone who doesn't know, it's spaghetti But instead of spaghetti sauce, they put chili on top.
It's actually,
it's like Steak and Shake spaghetti five-way.
It's actually,
or chili five-way.
It's literally called a five-way in Ohio.
Yeah. Steak and Shake used to have that.
Pretty good, actually, I will say.
All right. Well, Casey, what do you got going on, buddy?
I'm in Illinois. Holy shit.
Casey, what do you got coming up? Anything exciting you want
to
plug?
You about to go to Chicago.
Do it.
You got anything exciting coming up you want to plug? Anything? Social media? Follow him at trucker_Casey.
Yeah, that's my Instagram. I'm past that now. I don't have nothing like that.
Ben?
I ain't plugging anything.
Nothing?
No, I'm not here to clout myself.
All right. Emily, you got anything?
Follow me on Instagram at ENKRIKA. I messed that up. Just loser. Go to the We Don't Know Jack pod on Instagram. You'll find me there. To
add me on Snapchat.
Lucas, anything you got, buddy?
Nope. I got nothing coming up either.
You barely contributed today.
I had to keep score, keep the fuck tally, keep the spin the wheel. I had to do everything.
Hey, stop saying fuck. It's not a nice word.
Lucas is working hard in the background.
He is.
He carries.
I'm not editing it, though. You can forget that.
You already said you would, buddy.
I'm not doing it. There's too much to edit out. It's only 50 minutes long, and there's 8 things to cut out.
All right, we'll make it work. It'll be okay. Coming up next week, we have Sam Schaefer. He's a one-legged kickboxer on Tuesday. That'll be up Tuesday night into Wednesday. Excited for that. And then Thursday, we may or may not have a football player. That hasn't been confirmed fully yet. But
way to make it sound like it is more important than Lindenwood. But anyway,
name dropped the football player.
Oh, Lindenwood football player. Yeah, I didn't say that part. My bad.
They made a thing with NFL football player coming.
Yeah, I should have said that.
We have Travis Kelce coming on.
Yeah, I wish. Travis.
We have Patrick Mahomes, who just drained the Chiefs' bank account.
Wrong.
Here with us at Lindenwood.
Don't get
for some
into
reason.
This debate with me.
All right. So we'll be back next week. Ben, thanks for coming on today. Uh-huh. Hopefully you had a good time.
I had a great time.
Awesome. Well, everybody, if you made it this far, have a good night.